And we heal by staying in the present, in the moment, in the here and now. And I think that's a theme for this Christmas or this holiday season.
Log Talk Radio.
Now it starts. This is the Illumination Station. We do have a Mercury retrograde, and so Blog Talk's been a little funny, but I think we're on now. Anyway.
Hey! Welcome again.
Happy holidays to all of you. Many blessings. No matter what you're celebrating, make it good. Anyway, we were talking a little bit about the Mercury retrograde and Jupiter being retrograde, and they both go direct right around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I mean, simultaneously, and neither Jacqueline and I can remember that ever happening in all the years we've done this. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, what a shot to boldly move forward for our own benefits with our thoughts. I just love that combination together.
Yes. And being thankful to remember all the lessons you've had, even though you might have struggles today, to not lose sight of the many blessings and many other times in your life where you've been through some trouble, but it turned around and you emerged victorious. You know?
It is all about that. Venus is moving very quickly this month. And right now it's in Scorpio. I know, it's just through three signs, you know, it's kind of, you know, quick there. That's usually a Mercury effect, not a Venus effect. But here we have that. And what it, you know, where it's going is the same thing. Going through that metamorphosis, looking at what we enjoy, what we love, what we see, what our passion is, and really developing that at this point in time and bringing it out. As it turns into Sagittarius, we can actually start to manifest some of that out and really express more of that love than we can while it's still in Scorpio. But it holds that same theme of, let's look at what's good in our life. Let's keep it within the simplicities. When we remember the goodness, remember the victories and how we got through them. And more look at the positive aspect through this retrograde. And I think a lot of people will find that it will be a more joyous, more heartfelt holiday season.
Mm-hmm. So what we are looking at, three major planetary events all happening within 48 hours. Venus goes into Sag, Mercury goes direct, Jupiter goes direct, and they're all doing it within, you know, 48 to 72 hours. I mean, all of this is going on right at the end of the year, which I think can be a great blessing. Okay?
I do. This is one of the few years I say make New Year's resolutions, really look forward and look at that
positive
situation.
I've been doing that too, girlfriend. Yes.
You know,
yes.
You know, certain ones I go, well, that's never going to happen. But this one really gives that positive charge to it and says, yes, let's really dig our heels into our passions and let's go forward this year and move forward ahead with it and really strive with it. So I like this, you know, this time period that some people might find it quite strange because they're busy and they're slow and there's this duality to it. But in that quiet time, it's really a great time, like I said, to really go within your passions because, again, here, I think 2024 can really launch some really great inspiration and really reset some people's lives.
I so agree. I am looking forward to it very much. Anyway, so you want to take the first caller?
How about we do that?
let's see if I can get this to work, okay? Air code 203, you're on the air. Oops. Didn't pick her up.
Try it again.
Oh, I'm talking away.
Area code 203.
It's Pat from Connecticut. I was talking away. I was saying how, you know, my doctor was complaining about this and that, and I'm trying to explain it's Mercury retrograde, and he looks at me and kind of grunts, and other people go, oh, no. And people like you just laugh. I think it's wonderful when, you know, when you really know what Mercury retrograde is all about, you can laugh.
Yeah, you can, and you have to take it for what it is. You know, we have to lighten up on the Mercury retrogrades because there's no way around them. You just got to go, okay, it's here. It's here for this duration, and we know that things are going to get better. And, you know, I'm going to say one more thing about this Mercury retrograde because it really is a time where you can revisit old issues with others and really come to a new understanding. And, you know, that is something that we can do if we come from a heartfelt place of love. And it really works well under those retrogrades to do things like that. Not hostility and anger and blame and all that other stuff, but to really understand each other's perspective and point of view can really come out during this period of time.
Right. That's good. It's good to hear that. I have two questions. One is that I'm not there where you're describing it. And you did say last week briefly that I've got a bunch of conjunctions or whatever, and no wonder I'm feeling this way. So I want to ask you, I also want to ask you a quick thing about surgery. I want to ask you, I have depression. I'm observing myself sort of saying, get up off your butt and get out of this depression. And then part of me saying, observe it. It's okay. What is it all about? I'm just wondering, and, you know, it's things like I'm so tired with this depression. I got myself to do almost all my Christmas cards last night. I took this foster dog to the vet today, and the urine sample went over all the cards. Brilliant. This stuff is starting to happen again with me, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't want this bad luck and mishap to take over again. I've been free of it for months and months and months and just loving it. And I don't, is it just like you said, all these conjunctions, is all that going to go away? I can't believe I'm, you know, stuff like that's happening left and right again.
You're July 12th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a lot of very active squares with Jupiter retrograde right now with your Leo planets, okay?
Okay.
And so because of that, when you see this many squares, it's about you meeting the challenge. And from what you're telling me, you have been trying to meet the challenge, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And even like these cards, I'm questioning myself. I'm not getting upset. I'm not feeling bad. I'm not saying this is bad luck. And then I'm wondering, are you just making yourself numb? But, yeah, I think maybe I'm just coping by just not reacting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, when Jupiter causes squares to your Leo planets like it's doing today, it is about there can be delays in manifesting your heart's desire, but you have to keep the vision because Jupiter goes direct at the end of the year. We're looking at just a week and a half here. So what's going on right now is that you may be looking at Christmas past and how it used to be and how it's not that way anymore. And so some of these things, even though you're not using it consciously because Jupiter's going through your eighth house, it can be happening subconsciously. Sometimes it can show up in your dream world. Sometimes it just happens to your mood when you look around you. So it can be kind of sneaky, actually, right?
Interesting. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I agree that this is not the easiest time for you as far as this is concerned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I do say about this is because Venus is trying, just came into trining your Uranus, Mars, Sun. So you are being blessed, okay, with something else in return as far as it's concerned. So don't forget the blessings in the circumstances. Because, again, here, Venus is going to be trining all your planets for a little while, okay, even
yes,
after Mercury.
I
goes,
love it.
Even after Mercury goes direct, okay? And so there is certain blessings that you're going to get through this. And then what's going to happen is it's going to get a lot easier for you. But right now, Mercury is in your fourth house of your home, okay? It just turned retrograde. It's going to go back into your third house of communication. That will ease the tension in your home. So it won't be as bad until it goes back, until it goes direct and goes back into it, which will make a lot better of a situation for you. So what I say to that is move slowly in your home. Do some cleaning in your home. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, again, I know you're up north, but with all this fire energy that you have, I want some kind of movement with you. I don't care if you just put on some music and dance around for 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah, right.
I want some movement here for you to start to move some of that energy to help you to get through this time period. Because when you start to sit down and you – that Cancer energy is sometimes when it gets really stuck, okay?
True, yeah.
And it feels like it's trapped in a cage. And with those squares, you know, there's not much you can do. You just got to take it one step at a time. So I say to you, okay, when you start to do that, get up, move, do something that'll bring you some happiness, okay? Don't sit there, or at least listen to happy music. Okay.
Right. Yeah,
music is your friend here in your chart, if
helpful.
You can't tell.
That's helpful. And I think maybe what I'm most upset about is my attitude, the inability to get enthusiastic about gratitude and so on. So you're helping me with that.
Oh, please. Okay.
What?
It's hard to find an attitude of gratitude when you've got four squares hitting you. Okay.
Yes,
I understand that. So don't beat the crap out of yourself for
right.
Oh, I feel better.
Yeah,
jeez.
I'm appreciative of that. If I can ask you real quick, third time surgery on my eyelid. I'm looking forward to it January 19th. Is that a good date? I've got a wonderful doctor, and it just hasn't worked out with the eye drooping and, you know, getting in the way of my vision and so on. She's going to try one more time. I told her to try just because I love her so much. I want to keep seeing her so she can keep doing surgery on me for the rest of my life. Do you see that as a fortuitous time to have eye surgery? This is the third time.
Well, it's Mercury's still going to be in its shadow.
Right.
But barely, okay? And Venus is going to be in Sag, which does rule our eyesight and our ability to see. So I think Venus is going to bless you because it's going to be complementing all your Leo planets.
Great.
Okay? Now, Uranus
third,
is still going to be retrograde until the 27th, okay? So for you to do the redo with an epiphany and a surprise, that might be the right time is what I'm thinking. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
I'm looking at this, and I like this.
Great.
I really do like this, the way it looks. I don't think there's going to be a problem with the surgery, just to let you know that. I don't see any complications as far as that's concerned. But I think it may advance you, so I think it's worth a shot.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
I do, too.
You have changed my perspective. You've shifted me. Thank you so much. You've got me back on track again. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. That's
take
why we call the Illumination Station, honey. Okay.
Love you guys.
Awesome. Love you too. All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Good night. Merry Christmas.
You too. You too. Yes.
Awesome. What a sweetheart. Now,
she
I
is.
Her off here, and it won't let me take her off here. Look at this. This is crazy. What's going on here?
Kind of love
let her go.
Elizabeth.
Well, I'm going to try it one more time, and otherwise I'm just going to go ahead and pick up the next caller, because what else can I do? Okay. So, it worked that time. Thank you. Okay. For goodness sake. Okay.
Give it another try.
So, let's pick up the next one.
Okay.
Can't.
Here
comes 561. You're on the air.
Hi, happy holidays. Well, you guys were right. This is, hello?
We're here. We can hear you.
Oh, can we? Yes. This is Stacy from Florida.
Hi, Stacy from Florida. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I guess could be better. I got laid off from my job. It closed down. Remember when I wasn't making money anymore? The next day we went into work and they told us that the place has to close down. They didn't have funds, and it was terrible because it's like before the holidays. I mean, an unemployment barely doesn't pay the bills, and I'm just very upset because they said they didn't know they were going to close down, but, I mean, they had to have known, and I wish I knew because now I went on, like, a few interviews and nothing. So I just want to see if I'm going to get something soon.
Stacy, when's your birthday?
It's, I think, next week, the day after Christmas.
Correct. And, you know, you start a new year on Christmas, okay? Your soul return is actually on Christmas Day at 8:31 p.m. So it's a day before when your grid starts, okay? And this is, and I do believe you are going to get a job after the first of the year. Okay, you have Uranus into your 10th house of career. It's still retrograde, but what that is it's revisiting, okay? Again, the choice you made as far as what you were doing before wasn't the ideal job, okay? And I say spread your net far right now because I can see that after the first of the year, this is going to work for you. Jupiter is going to be in trine all year long to your midhaven in your solar return as well as your sun. So you have a guardian angel over you for once. The other thing about your solar return that says a solid, and I mean a very solid, staunch thing, is Pluto's going to be in your sixth house of day-to-day work. So your work is changing no matter how you look at it, okay? And I say look at the positive of this because you can really find something much more creative for you. Keep looking because I think you can find something extremely creative for you to do. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm not looking at her solar return. I'm looking at her transits right now. And Venus is going to be kissing her Venus in a week. Wow, in Scorpio. So it is a time to invest in yourself and your passion. Rather than taking a job because you need a job, I want you to pursue your passion, okay?
Yeah.
And also, there's other interesting things that are going on in your chart. Jupiter is retrograde, and it is trining your Mercury and your Sun, even though Mercury is retrograde. It's going to retrograde back over your Sun and Mercury. So if there was a job that you had considered in the past, or sometimes you'd applied for, but either you didn't get it or something changed, I would look at some of the things over this next week of reapplying for something that you felt was a good fit, that you had a passion for. I don't want you to go into this lamely. I want you to go in this with your passion, okay? And I think even with the retrogrades, if you go back and you say, all right, well, I looked at this company, I looked at that company, I want to reconnect with them, do that just this week. And then Jupiter's going to go direct, okay, and then Mercury's going to go direct, okay, at the end of the year. And so I would look at both old and new right now and keep yourself busy with the research because it's going to not let you get into that funk that you often have. We don't want you to go back in that funk, okay? So put all of your irons in the fire, especially with Mars and Sag right now, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. Again, that Mars is going to be transiting for the next 2.5 months through your first house. It just got in there, okay? Things are changing, and I know you hate that it's out of your control that it's changing, but the fact is you have choices of what you can change to. That's the beauty of Sagittarius. It always offers, too, because it's a duality. And that here again, we're talking about, she talked about the Mercury retrograde being there. There is a lot of positive in your chart, even though you may not feel like it right now. And I go back to what I said in the beginning. Look at the simple positive things that you can do. This is a very simple Christmas for most people this year. And I say, count your blessings and be positive. Like I said, the first of the year, your solar return looks great for next year. I can't say enough about that. I have no doubt you're going to get a job next year. No doubt. And I agree with Aphrodite. Go for the brass ring here. You can get it. Your chart dictates that.
And it's going to be with better people because I told you, I worked with some not so great people at the last job, but I stayed there because I don't want to be out of work.
But again, don't think about the past, although it's okay to review it. No, it's a new year, it's a new way, it's a new day. Okay? Don't put the negativity out there because you attract it to you. Think, nope, new year, new way, new day. I'm going to knock it. I'm going to make this happen. Okay? Don't let yourself get into that funk, honey. Okay? Don't.
It's been a horrible week.
I know, but no, you
know,
deserve
more. I never thought it was.
And you were removed without anything that you did wrong. You were removed from that situation because I think something better is coming. So rest on that truth. For you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I just wish it happened back about it. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
It's going to be okay, love.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some people just seem to bear more than others. Oh, my goodness.
It's that Capricorn mountain goat energy.
Yep.
I have to prove it.
Go
you can do it.
Okay. I can't sign her off for some reason. Blog Talk's weird tonight. Okay. I'm just going to go to the next one. Here we go. Air code 646, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Is this Priscilla?
No, this is Terry.
What's your name?
Yes, I haven't called in a long while. How's everything going?
Great, but I didn't hear your name because there's a lot of static on my line, but I have a storm going on here right now.
Oh, really? Okay. It's Terry. Teresa. I called your show about 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you August 12th, 1980?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I got you. So, what would you like to know from us tonight?
Okay, so everything is, the last time I talked to you guys, I was able to find a real estate agent to help me locate a place that I wanted to, where I would like to move to. So I have everything straightened out, like far as everything that I needed to do the last time I talked to you. So the only thing now is this. I'm looking for a lawyer to help me with the case that I have. And I'm trying to get it out. I'm trying to find her as soon as possible. So I just wanted to, I think I will find her. I'm online tonight, taking my time. So I guess my question is, are you meeting her this month or next month? Probably in the new year.
I do think that after the first of the year, things are going to start to move forward for you again. That Jupiter we've been talking about is in your 11th house. So it is going to start to show those benefits out into the public, okay? I do think that you are being discriminative, which I think you think that you should use your tenure, you know, your intuition, your knowledge to really do this. I think one of the reasons why right now that you're not pursuing it strongly is just because the inclination isn't there. I think you're following your own intuition. Let me pursue it at my leisure. And I think that this is a good time to do that research and pursue it.
Yes.
Wait till after the first of the year to get a hold of her to be able to happen. Does that help you?
That sounds good. So that way I can put all the paperwork together and locate them now. I mean, and at least I have everything together.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
where
what I would
do now. Where do you live now, Terry?
I'm moving to New Jersey, but I'm in Brooklyn right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. I see here. Do you think be helpful? Wow. The trines and blessing lines all over your darn chart. Oh, my goodness. Jupiter is in trine to your moon right now in Virgo. It's retrograde right now. So, again, it is time for you to remember everything that you have accomplished over the last 12 years. Okay? And also, the North Node is forming a beautiful trine to both your Sun and your North Node in Leo. Am I looking at the right chart, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, again, I think if you follow your heart and are assured that you can manifest, you can do no wrong. You're going to be going through a Jupiter trine here. It's going to move forward at the end of the year. It's still going to be in Taurus until the 26th of May. It's going to trine your Jupiter and your Saturn. So not only are you going to feel blessed, you're going to feel that you're going to experience the benefit of your own experience and how you've tenured yourself. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I'm right there with you. You're right on.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because Venus being in Scorpio right now is right on top of Uranus in your chart and forming some beautiful trines to your midheaven star. So, again, expect something amazing to happen about whatever you can consider to be your mission. And that's more important than exactly what it is in detail. Is something bigger than that where you psychically could have a revelation at this time. I am loving this in your chart right now.
Okay.
Follow
scary.
Your heart. When you follow your heart, you can do no wrong, and you have enough earth in your chart to manifest it. And you have enough passion for it to carry you to a whole new beginning. I mean, amazing stuff here. It's what I'm seeing. Mars is going to be passing over your Neptune in your sixth house of work and service. And it's going to form some interesting squares, but if you meet the challenge of positivity, you can do no wrong right now. You can do no wrong. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Sounds excellent.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Okay. I'll give you guys a call back later once I get everything together.
All right.
Do the research now.
We're here for you.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Happy New Year. Again, I cannot get these things to shut down. That's all right. It'll work.
Just keep working on it. It'll do it.
I'm just going to go to the next one. Oh, no, it didn't work. One more time. Welcome to Mercury Retrograde. All right, here we go. Area code 901. You're on the air. It's crazy.
You just go with the flow.
Right. Okay. Air code 561, you're on the air. Nope. Can't get that one either. I don't know if it's the storms here, if it's Blog Talk. I have no idea. Oh, my goodness.
I just think Mercury's messing with you.
Oh, you think? Have you seen my chart? Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right now I can't bring anybody up and nobody's holding on. So we need to let people know that we're not going to be here for Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. We're going to be spending time with our family and our beloved ones, right?
Yes. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience. This Mercury retrograde again, even though Jack and I know what's going on, we can't stop it either. I used to think because I was born with Mercury retrograde, I was immune. Oh, no. I'm not immune by a long shot. Anyway. Well, we're going to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And we'll catch up with you on the flip side for Sunday in January. And we hope you have a wonderful holiday and enjoy the love and the vision of a new year ahead. And we're going to have planets that are going to be all direct by February 1st. So things are going to be a little easier next year, at least at the very beginning, weather or not included.
Yes, I agree. This is a perfect time for preparing for the new year. And I say to you all, happy holidays, a very Merry Christmas, and wishing you all the best and the most loving and simplest of holidays.
And we need a chat where they can find us if they need us in between, Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah. If you need us, call us. We will be working, even though it won't be on Christmas Eve. You can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This is Vinny Illumination Station, and all the best. Many blessings to all. Sweet night.
Good night.